Kiki in California. Kiki, did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
I have a little bit of both. First of all, I called in before. I've spoke with you briefly a couple times. My story is really, really complex.
Evening. This is Attorney Vince Davis. I'm with my co-host, Aaron Carranza, and this is The Secret: How to Fight CPS and Win. We're going to be taking your calls for the next 3 hours, listening to your stories, answering your questions. So if you want to call in, it's 800-222-5222. Good evening, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, good. You ready to take some calls?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, the first call is going to be from Kiki in California. Kiki, did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
I have a little bit of both. First of all, I called in before. I've spoke with you briefly a couple times. My story is really, really complex. Basically, my case has been open for like 2 years. It started as my son with his behavioral issues. Now, they never detained my children. For the whole first year, they couldn't detain my children. I had complained. I had fled. At first, it was I had like some financial issues where I was kind of like I was living with my youngest son's father, and I didn't have anywhere to go. And I had tried to get out of the relationship. I had told the social worker on occasion when I had fled. I had literally fled like 3 times. She never offered any assistance. I had reason to believe that some social worker somehow knows my ex's family, and but I mean, I didn't have any proof on base. I did, but I didn't, And so basically, I ended up leaving him, and I finally got my own place, and I left him, and he hit me in the face. And because he hit me in the face, they ended up taking my children from me. They waited a month after he hit me to take my children. They didn't discuss anything with me as far as placement goes. I was the last one to find out. They had discussed everything with my youngest son's family, and they, I mean, with my, I was totally opposed to them sticking my youngest, which is my baby, with the family because they're abusive, And I told them, I specifically told the supervisor and the social worker on the phone at the same time. I opposed it, and I strongly opposed it, and they didn't listen to me. And my baby has had bumps, I mean, hits and bruises on his face, bumps on his head. I have documentation of everything. I've complained at every level. It's now going on 2 years. I have court in a couple weeks. I tried to represent myself because of at the detention hearing. I didn't see any reason why. I mean, the social worker never. First of all, I never had a safety plan. They never gave me any alternatives to detain my children. They never told me anything. They just basically came and took them. And they said that I failed to protect my children from my ex. Now, my ex, after like a year and a half, they finally ran his clip. They found out he has a sex charge, which I didn't know about. He has a sodomy by force. He has two like seriously bodily injuries. He has all these serious crimes. I have like a weapons charge. I don't have any violent crimes. And they ended up giving my baby to his father because they said that he finished his classes before I did. Now, in the middle of all this, they just had me. I've never gave them a dirty drug test. But when I was working, I missed 2 tests. And I mean, even though I communicated that with the social worker, she waited until this early February to tell me that the 2 missed tests were going to be counted as a dirty drug test. So they made me check into a drug program, and I went outpatient. So I just said, whatever I got to do, even though I was opposed to it, I was just trying to show them that I'm trying to comply in every kind of way, And so I did, and I've been in this whole thing since December. They were supposed to give me Saturdays and Sundays for visits. I've never had a Saturday and a Sunday. I've had my unmonitored now for a month. I've had unmonitored visits. They're not even discussing overnights. They pretty much released my baby to the father. The father's trying to take my rights from me. He says he wants to move out of state. He doesn't even want me to see my baby. The social worker told a monitor that she didn't even care whether or not my kids came home to me. Now, I had complained on occasion that I felt like there was a bias with the social worker. My therapist, I mean, there's so many things where they basically had said that I haven't been compliant. I haven't been compliant, but I have been compliant. But the social worker continued to state that I wasn't. The social worker said that I said things that I did not say, making me look like I'm a liar, like I can't be trusted. And now I'm going to court. I requested a Marsden hearing because I wanted a different lawyer. It's just been, I don't know, to me, it's just been really, really scary. Just the whole, all the details to my case. I mean, there's just so much to it where, you know, there's certain individuals where, you know, my ex, his last name, the judicial assistant has the same last name. I know that one of his uncles, you know, works in family law, and I know that's totally unethical, and it's not something that, you know, I really haven't even said anything or addressed it because I know that it just seems unbelievable that it would even be happening. But my whole case, I mean, here I am. It's like the more that I've completed everything they've asked me to do. I think
Kiki,
I have 21
Kiki,
drug tests.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. You've mentioned a couple things that I want to mention to you before we have to take our first break this evening. You said you were representing yourself. If you listen to this show, I tell people all the time, please do not try to represent yourself. They're going to give you a free court-appointed attorney. That's better than representing yourself. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to guess that you never went to law school. You've never practiced as an attorney.
No, sir.
So you don't know the substantive law, you don't know the procedural law, you don't know the evidentiary law, you don't know the appellate cases. There's a good chance, you know, most court-appointed attorneys that I run into, they're qualified. They're qualified attorneys. So do not try to represent yourself. And then you also mentioned something about a Marsden hearing. And I want to let you and everybody else know about this. You know, a Marsden hearing is where you want to get rid of your court-appointed attorney and ask the court, hopefully, to give you another court-appointed attorney. You can't just go in and say, hey, I don't like the guy or the gal. There's requirements that you have to satisfy before the judge can grant a Marsden hearing. Okay? So I think there's 3 or 4 requirements that you have to prove to the judge in your Marsden hearing that exist. So a few months ago or weeks ago, I did a video on YouTube about this. So go and check out that video about Marsden hearing. If you want to do a Marsden hearing and you want to get a new attorney, there are certain requirements you have to meet, and, you know, you got to check that out.
Well, I felt that I was inadequately represented.
Okay, well, hold on, Kiki, hold on. You know, you felt... I understand that, and I respect that tremendously. The problem is what you feel does not equate to what the law is. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean that it's wrong. You know, I tell people this. I did a video on this. What is justice? On YouTube. Look that up. You know, about 5% of the stuff that you believe is that probably true. But the converse is also true, that 95% of what you believe or feel is inaccurate. It's just flat out wrong. And then you go into court with a strategy that you're trying to, you know, implement that's 95% inaccurate, you know, and only 5%. But you know what? All human beings, Kiki, even me, you know, if we think we know a little bit about something, like 5%, we think we know about everything. And it's just simply not true in a court of law. So, you know, reevaluate, you know, what you are doing with your attorney. And, you know, go ahead.
I totally agree with you, though. The problem is that even though I have, because this is like the third lawyer that they have, because it's been going on for 2 years, my case has been going on for 2 years. And I agree with you, but the problem is that I don't have money to have private counsel.
You don't have to have private counsel. You know, do I think private counsel are better than court-appointed attorneys? Probably in a lot of situations. But there are a lot of good court-appointed attorneys.
You know, I think you're right. And I also believe, though, that just because the way that the case has been, It seems like there's a lot of confusion where there's a lot of paperwork missing. There's a lot of things that the social, there's a lot of things that are not being said, and I'm not being fought for. I mean, for example, they kept this case open because my ex had pictures, supposedly he had pictures and text messages that had no timestamp on it. I had police reports. I had three police reports where he came and I had to call the police because he was violating the restraining order. You know, I have pressed everything. They didn't take my police reports admissible as evidence, but they took his pictures and his text messages that had no timestamp as evidence that we were still in a relationship.
Okay,
now,
but Kiki, but Kiki,
would the judge accept that? Like,
Kiki, that's what I was telling you. You don't know the evidentiary laws. They're not fair. You know, if you don't meet the requirements to get in a police report or to get in a document that's otherwise hearsay, you're going to be out of luck. That's
but
what.
How is it that the text messages and pictures aren't those hearsay too if there's no timestamp on it?
I mean, you know what? No, that's not true. Well, theoretically, they're hearsay, but, you know, there's 1,001 exceptions to the hearsay rule. Maybe, you know, your ex-husband's attorney or your ex-husband laid the proper foundation for one of those exceptions. I don't know.
Well, why, if we were still in a relationship, why in the world would he turn us in? That means he would be violating the restraining order, too.
I don't, you know, Kiki, I don't know enough about your case to let you know that, let you know why. But if you want to give me a call at 888-888-6582 on my office number, I'll be happy to talk to you more in detail. My engineer is telling me that we have to take a break now. So, Kiki, I want to thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. Call us back in a few weeks and give us an update.
One thing before I hang up? Can I just say one more
Kiki,
thing?
No, Kiki, I got to go to a break. You know, it's live radio. Engineer says I got to go to break. I want to thank you for calling again. We'll be right back after these messages.